American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Storm preparations are underway along Florida's Gulf Coast in anticipation of a major hurricane rapidly developing. Eben Brown reports.
Hurricane and tropical storm watches are now up along Florida's coast of the Gulf of Mexico from south of Tampa Bay up past Tallahassee as a potential cyclone is quickly growing into a hurricane. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center feel it will reach major status or Category 3 by the time the storm center makes landfall. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis already signed an emergency order. Storm surge is expected to cause intense flooding in the Panhandle region, with some areas expecting to see seawater 15 feet above normal. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
President Donald Trump holding a rally in Georgia later today. Alexandria Hoff reporting from Savannah.
We're expecting to hear more about his tax code changes, and primarily the former president will lay out his pitch to foreign companies on why they should move their manufacturing to the U.S., and he's doing so in Georgia. I mean, this is an important state. President Biden won it in 2020 by the smallest of margins, less than 12,000 votes, so Democrats have been hitting it hard. Vice President Harris was here in the state in Atlanta on Friday, with the focus being on abortion for her. And according to the latest New York Times Siena College poll put out yesterday, former President Trump is leading the vice president by 4 points in the state. That's within the margin of error. He is here in Savannah, coming from another Biden won state, being Pennsylvania yesterday.
Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris continue to hit the campaign trail, rallying for support as the election grows closer. Trump Organization Executive Vice President Eric Trump says the vice president is being shoved away.
She can't answer questions. Her policies are wildly unpopular, and so they just hide her from the American people. She'll go on ABC, you know, where they're her best friends and where they'll give her, you know, reportedly the questions ahead of time before the debate. She'll do that kind of interview, but she won't take serious questions. Why did you lie about fracking? Why did you lie about, you know, guns? Why have you changed every single policy that you could have ever imagined?
The federal judge ordering Ryan Ruth, the man accused of attempting to assassinate former President Trump at the Trump International Golf Club, to remain detained until his trial. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley sending a message to the Secret Service.
Why don't you change some stuff? Start protecting Donald Trump. Start protecting the people who go to his rallies. The Secret Service is in a world of hurt right now, and because of it, people are in danger. They need to give us some answers.
Fighting escalating in the Middle East as Israel and Hezbollah exchange fire. Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the UN, says Israel must be aggressive and proactive in order to eliminate the threats from Lebanon.
There was an administration official, unnamed, quoted in the Israeli press today, saying he could not remember a time in history where escalating led to de-escalation. You have to de-escalate in order to escalate. Well, we strongly disagree. In fact, throughout history, the greatest example is that if you want to de-escalate, you have to escalate. That's how America won World War II.
This Wednesday, thousands of teens nationally are gathering around flagpoles at their schools prior to the start of classes to pray. Bob Kellogg reports.
National Field Director Doug Clark says SYATP involves more than just the one day. He reports there have been multiple prayer events, many of which are focused on praying for students, teachers, and schools.
We're seeing more of a focus nationally from a lot of different ministries to pray concertedly and intentionally for schools. We're describing it as a symphony of prayer.
Clark notes going into this year's prayer event, the COVID-19 pandemic has had a devastating effect on students that is still impacting them even today.
The last 4 or 5 years have been very, very hard on our youth. And they haven't just bounced back from the pandemic, but there continue to be record levels of anxiety and depression.
He states that when See What the Polls started more than 30 years ago, there was opposition and some legal battles, but he says people now regard it as just another annual event for youth. I'm Bob Kellogg.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.